Digital 410 proudly presents the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast with your hosts, Don Abernathy, Jeff Copsetta, and Henry Sledge.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, your favorite World War II-based podcast. And you know you're doing something right when members of the staff are getting text messages from waiting listeners and viewers saying, yo, it's like almost 9:32. Where are you guys at? So here we are. We're happy to have people. We'd love to know that people are waiting for us. What's the old saying? Leave them wanting more. But before you can leave them wanting more, you got to present something to them to begin with. And so I present to you guys, Mr. Jeff Copsetta and Henry Sledge. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Pumped to be here.
Super excited. As always.
As always.
As always.
Mondays always suck until we get off work. And then we're here, and we're happy to be here. And we hopefully shine a Klieg light on everybody's Monday to make everything happier and better. You know, Jeff was gone last week, and he felt kind of left out, so we're going to pretend like we didn't do anything. We're going to give away a end block right now for one of the Patreon members, and Jeff is here to enjoy it. We're going to pull a name out here, and the winner of the end block is Mr. Brian Larkin. So, Brian, we're going to reach out to you on Patreon. Thank you so much for supporting the show. The autograph end block will be sent out this week, along with the coffee. Our winner of the coffee has actually gotten back with us. I'm just waiting for a second reply to let me know. But yes, Mr. Alexander Richard Marshalls is getting his coffee mug, his end block, his pack of Warbird coffee, and some stickers and the like. So if you guys want to be entered into those contests automatically, all you have to do is head over to patreon.com or WTSPWorldWar2.com. Sign up for Patreon. It's $1 a month. It goes a long way to support what we do here at the network. And thank you guys so much. Henry, you got like a earthquake going on there, fella?
No, man, I'm writing on the table. I'm taking notes on what we got to do for Memorial Day, so sorry.
No worries.
Jostling the table.
I was going to say, I've never seen that issue before. Oh, looks like our guest is going to be popping on here shortly. He just sent me a text. So tell you what, Jeff, while I'm doing that in the background, why don't you go ahead and let's get mail call out of the way. And then by the time you get through that second letter, we should have our guest on.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and congratulate Mr. Brian Larkin. I know he is a big-time listener in the show because he's a close cousin of mine. And so, sorry, Brian, you probably don't really care about my autograph, but conveniently, you can flip that end block around and show off Mr. Henry Sledge's end block. All right, so to mail call, yeah, like Don said, we've got two folks that have written in. The first one starts off like this. Good morning, all. I'm working my way through all of the previous podcasts, and you fellas are surely going to cost me some money with all the books you three are recommending. I have a book to suggest and that I have read and recommend. The title is, quote, "And I Was There, Pearl Harbor and Midway, Breaking the Secrets" by Admiral Edwin Layton. It is about 600 pages long, and it's a good read about the role of the codebreakers in World War II. Published in 1985, you might think it would be a dry read, but Admiral Layton captures and keeps your attention throughout the book. Admiral Layton was the fleet intelligence officer from the beginning at Pearl Harbor and continued to be at Nimitz's side until the end of the war. I highly recommend this book, as there is little written on how the Navy broke the Japanese military code. Keep up the outstanding podcast, and I cannot wait until the next one. Sincerely, Donna Eichhoff. Thank you, Donna. Great topic on that book as well. Our second mail call goes like this. Hi, guys. Just finished your podcast with Jared Frederick about his Iwo Jima visit. Iwo Jima is a small island, but it was a large battlefield. You can walk from Kitano Point to Mount Suribachi in one morning. It took three Marine divisions, 36 days, to cover the same ground. My father was a carrier pilot on the USS Langley, CVL-27, in 1944. As a member of Langley's Air Group 32, he flew on the first strike against the island. His plane was badly damaged, and a passenger was killed a few feet behind him. I researched that mission and published an article in the September 2012 issue of World War II History Magazine. I've also become very interested in what the island looked like before the bombing campaign turned the surface into a moonscape. I found many pre-battle aerial recon photos of the island, many from the bowels of the National Archives. I've posted many of them in albums 32 through 38 here. And he sent us a nice link to go to that. Other World War II related albums precede it. You may find interesting things there. I visited Iwo in 2014, and it was a day I shall never forget. Chris Marks from Amana, Iowa. Thank you, Chris and Donna, for writing in. Interesting recommendation, Henry, on Admiral Layton. You know, I think she's got a point. There's not a whole lot out there, right? I mean, we know, okay, target AF. How do we figure this out? How do we know what AF is or where it is or when? 600 pages sounds like a lot, but there must be so much more out there that we probably don't even know what went into that.
Oh, 100%. You know, 600 pages would be a, that would be a quite a study on it, but no doubt, I'm sure it's worth it. Anything that exposes more. I mean, look, we love World War II in general. Obviously for me, the Pacific is kind of my heart, but anything that goes deeper, that delves deeper into something like that is always welcome. So love the suggestion.
Yeah, I was kind of immediately thinking about John Parshall's Shattered Sword.
Yes.
I mean, I just, there's so much, the detail, the research that went into that. And one thing I just will always stick with me was the fire suppression systems on the Japanese carriers and the, or the faultiness thereof, I guess, right. I should say, that really was the demise of how those carriers just went up in smoke. And to get on that level, it would be interesting if this book does the same thing. And of course, from the guy who literally was there, as the title suggests, from Admiral Layton himself, to really get into those weeds.
Yeah. Of
breaking that code would be something.
It would. I mean, Midway is such an iconic moment in World War II history, certainly in the Pacific War. We know after that.
Hey, well, there really we go. After.
And joining us now, returning, I believe, the second time to the show. We had a little latency here. But joining us once again on the show is Mr. Luke Shuttle. Luke, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey. Doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been staying busy lately, huh?
I try. You know, that's, what do they say, the idle hands or the devil's playground. So